I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And then there were three.
Guys, what a time.
Oh my God, that freaking... What it was it? Episode 9 or something like that. 100 minutes.
That was Ben-Hur. It was too long.
It killed me. I started the episode laying in the bath and I kept topping it up. You know, you keep topping up with hot water.
Yeah.
I was like, I am an apricot.
You're a real bath person.
I really am.
And seemingly just for Batchy.
Well, once this is over, I'll watch something else every week.
Yeah. We'll need to give you your like bath fix.
And I was like, oh, I got to move to the couch. This is taking too long.
Yeah, fucking hell. So for those listening, like if you felt like that was an extra special long episode 9, it was because last week they had the soccer on or something like that. So we only had one episode last week and they've crammed 2 episodes worth into 1 episode. So... we have a lot to talk about this week.
How do people commit to this series every single year? Like, they really, like, I'm, no judgment here, dear listener, if you do love this show, but yeah. It has been, these episodes are a slog. The ads are a nightmare, unless, of course, you are Aurelia.
Who has
some kind of extension. I don't know.
Were you also getting anxiety ads? Because no. No, legit.
I get a lot of moisturizer ads.
I had, no joke, half a dozen times last night when I was watching it at midnight to catch up on the Template app, I had ads for anxiety medication. I didn't even know that that was legal in Australia. I thought that was only like a US thing.
What type of medication? Like just over the counter?
I'm not going to say the brand of it because I don't want it to be like a sponsored ad.
Oh, true. Tell me in confidence later.
But it was very like, it's like, are you restless? Do you have trouble sleeping? Do you have anxiety? Have this medication. I was like,
yeah,
stop
talk to
reading
your doctor
me.
Vibes. So you do have to get a prescription, but that's illegal or was in a certain... Well, all my ads are gambling ads, and until very recently, gambling ads were illegal, if not very limited, and now every single ad is a sports bet ad right now. And if you're an actor and you do a sports bet ad, I judge you every time.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I actually watched Wednesday's episode at a friend's house and I got all the ads then and it was all moisturizer.
Yeah. Wow. They must have known. Yeah.
And they're like, Derma Queen. And I'm like, shut up.
Prepare your moisture barrier in only 1 week.
Ugh. So Batchy viewers are anxious, dry,
that checks out.
Yeah. That does check out.
That works for us. So this episode was interesting.
Yes.
Who did we have? We had
do have Wednesday's episode as well as Thursday's.
Yes. So the
it all began with Holly's solo date.
Yeah.
I thought the solo date was cute, and you know them doing women's business.
That was cute.
Was like something I actually only learned about this week, that there's different things you do in Aboriginal culture to connect. And I liked seeing that on national TV. I think that was very positive and like just the like interweaving from where they're from. It definitely had like wholesome vibes.
It was beautiful.
Mm, absolutely. And also just like the nice, the way that Brooke spoke about it as well and talking about how it's like this kind of repetitious, you know, continuous activity that you can do that's like a simple but engaging task that can kind of foster conversation as well because you're doing that. And I think that as we are all kind of, you know, learning about Indigenous culture and stuff like that. It's the community gathering and women's business, men's business, or whatever it is, because there's so many different nations as well in Australia. It's not the one vibe for every single one, but it is. I always find it interesting when things really have to come back to talking it out.
Yeah.
Which is great. Which, you know, ironically, it doesn't happen a lot on The fucking Bachelor because they just talk about how cute they are all the time. Yeah. And then we get to skip ahead to the fucking family dates. It's like, how are you going to live in different cities?
Oh, yeah, anyway, yeah. I could make it work.
Ah, God. Oh, God. But that was a really nice moment.
I found it so funny as well because it was cute and beautiful, but it was a very, like, commodified version of that activity. Like, you know, I couldn't help but laugh when at one point it was like Holly being like, and what's this stone here? And they're like, that's the love stone. And it's like, yeah, I'm definitely going to include the love stone in mine.
Yeah.
Oh, really? On this date, on The Bachelorette? Who'd have thought?
Like, I think that they have really good chemistry, but I don't think it's romantic chemistry. I think they just really get along. I don't think that Brooke and Holly... what do you guys think?
Don't you think sometimes that's a good starting point?
Absolutely.
But it has to transcend that point.
But in a competition, you're really starting from behind.
That's true. You got to be fucking at this point.
And I've always said that.
Yeah.
You've got to be fucking.
And do you notice how much they were pushing Holly, I'm the lady in red? Because like every date they've had, she's always wearing red. And she even like said it. She was like, I'm Brooke's lady in red. I was like, don't push your own narrative. Just let the producers do it. Like,
you're the cheerleader.
Yeah.
Which is also great. Like Heroes, the cheerleader.
Yeah. I thought she was on the way out. We chatted last episode or something like that, that we sort of felt like Holly was being replaced in the top four by Millie. But I guess not.
I think Millie is too young. She's only 22. Brooke keeps talking about kids like every episode.
And she's trying to kill those kids in that sports game.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That was the best.
Should we get into it?
I love it. She was like, I'm going to exert this child. And dear Kurt was just like, hey, we need some red over here.
Who the fuck were those kids? It was never mentioned. I thought it was
some point. Those kids were so well dressed and like cool.
Yeah, and well adjusted. But I thought it would be like, these are Brooke's like nieces and nephews or something like that.
Absolutely.
But it was just like, these are just children. I was like, okay.
Kids we found.
I felt as well that the men were putting extra effort in to interacting with the kids. And then everyone's like, oh my God, look how good he is with kids. And then they were like, in contrast, the women are just getting it done. And I'm like, no, that's how it works. Your mum gets shit done.
Yes.
She focuses on the task at hand. She completes it. And dads get to fuck around for a bit and be like praised.
Yeah.
Like
absolutely.
There's no tomorrow.
This is the patriarchy at play right now.
So you guys would be the Millie. Just hoarding the ball, pushing over the children, stomping on the kids.
Cheating? I cheated every game.
Yeah.
Including life.
Fuck them kids.
Yes!
Yeah.
And that's exactly Millie's approach. And I found it so funny because everyone else was so shitty with Millie and was like, Millie's cheating and it's really dishonest.
Oh, she would have got a solo date in the first row.
Yeah. But then Brooke said in a confessional, she was basically kind of like, I kind of like that Millie's like pushing the children over. And I was like, yes, you do love it.
Brooke's like, I want talented kids. Yeah. You don't get talented kids.
I'm not here for wimps.
Exactly. I thought that game was really interesting. And it was that classic thing. I was watching it with my partner and they were like, it frustrates me to no end when people are just like, give too much time and credence to like, good males and like male role models. Like, oh, isn't this so nice?
Bare minimum.
Exactly. And it's like, get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Kurt was pretty cute. And I did like that because he got like the extra time for being, you know, paternal or whatever. And again, bare minimum. But he was talking about like, oh, I've worked for 6 months in Central Australia with kids. And I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. That would be.
But also, why didn't you bring that up earlier?
I know. He's so slow on the uptake.
Yeah.
He's, well, yeah.
Yeah.
He is obviously my favorite.
Yeah. We love a himbo.
He is a himbo. He's absolutely a himbo. But he's also like, he really like has a different perspective on like every competition that they do. And it always makes him stand out to me. And I don't know if I don't know how or when, but we're going to see Kurt again. I hope in our dreams.
Well, let's get to, I think I can't remember anything else from that bloody episode.
I think they had, I made a note. it was like, oh, the cocktail party.
The cocktail party. Oh, everyone was getting time with Brooke.
Everyone had to do their final thing because Osha came out and was like, just so you know, the next single date is the last one. So you all have to do shitty little like performances for Brooke. And one by one, they came and did like a crap thing.
I hated Jamie Lee's one.
Yes.
Like, I put you on a pedestal. That's my nightmare. Don't put me on a pedestal.
That's so unhealthy.
Like, that is the worst thing you can do to me.
100%.
Keep the bar low. Make things easy for me.
I couldn't agree more. When that happened, I was like, is this actually on television? This is disgusting. Like, Jamie Lee's becoming a bit of a sycophant.
Absolutely.
She's a pick me.
And yeah. She also, you know, if she was a friend, I would be like, again, now remember, you have independence outside of this relationship. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You can't be throwing yourself in so hard. It's so strange to me. And I'm sure they hang out a lot more. You know, we get the cut edited version. But it is bizarre to me how sure these people are and how much they're willing to humiliate themselves.
It's
on
degrading.
National television.
When Luca gave her that plane and she was like, cool.
Yes! Oh my God, it was so bad. It was like an even worse version of Jamie Lee's like collage book from last week or whatever. Because Luca's only had that interaction with her. He's like, remember how much we love planes together? She's like, nah. And it was the same thing. He'd been given like a photo of the date from producers. And it's like, we don't need to know, like, we're not invested in this show because we think they all have history together. Like, that's what we're watching, strangers fuck around in a mansion. Like, just leave it at that.
And show us the fucking.
Yes.
Well, at least allude to the fact that they're all sleeping in the same. Is Brooke there as well? No. Brooke could be sleeping somewhere else.
I think they keep Brooke separate so that everyone's like horny for her.
Put her in.
Yeah.
Put her in the house.
I also hate it. Well, I kind of loved it as well. But Will, the guy with the mustache, finally got some screen time. And everyone was like, he's finally getting his first moment alone with Brooke to kind of like put his feelings out. And then David interrupted it to send some secret flowers.
That was a smart move from David.
It was.
He got the memo. It is a competition, and he was playing to win.
Yeah. And he was like, "Easy, weak link."
Yeah, going
man
for the
jugular. Mustache. Yeah, absolutely. See you later. I forgot you were there, sir.
Yeah.
When like he didn't get a rose, I was like, I was just skipping ahead because David fucked him. But that I was also like, David, how did you, like, this is when you're like, obviously the producers have been like, we'll organize something for you. But I'm like, you don't have a phone on you.
I know.
How did you wrangle this?
Yeah, he's do they think we're idiots? Like, how do they think we think of that?
Yeah, exactly.
What did the other guys do? Do you remember what Holly did? Probably another fucking dance.
Oh, God, you're right.
I feel like I absolutely disassociated in this moment because there are just too many. I cannot handle grandiose, like, expressions of love unless it's Seth Cohen standing on top of the coffee cart in season one.
Yeah, if I had, like, one final chance to, like, you know, disgrace myself, I'd just go out and like make out with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd just be like, here's our chemistry. It speaks for itself.
Yeah. Everyone I'd probably just do a tight five.
Yeah. I'm just going to work on you. It's fine.
Okay. Well, I'll never do that joke again.
I did find it. I think it was Conrad who had the nails and being like,
the
gender of the baby and the name and shit. I mean, I think he, not to foreshadow the next episode, but I'm like, why are you doing all of this extra shit about making a family when, spoiler alert, you don't even want to fucking work, bitch.
Yes!
You're going to have three kids and you're like, and then in the morning, I'll make you a breakfast.
Oh,
I'm up at 4:30. Like, we hang out with the dogs.
Someone talk about, like, going on a holiday. Like, something fun. Why is it going to be, like, my job, my kids? Like, talk about, like, guys, we're going to go to Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have a sandwich in Dalesford.
Yeah. All this, like, the future that the Bachelor and the Bachelorette sets up makes me want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
100%.
Trigger warning. And it's absolutely fine, but it's like it always has to be the same kind of het norm. Like, yeah, we live in this house.
Yeah.
And we have a backyard.
White picket fence.
Yeah. Lame.
Yeah, that
sounds nice.
I know Conrad is like a nice guy and I do like him, but he's leaning too fucking hard into the, as you said last episode or earlier, pick me boy bullshit. Like the whole like, oh, did you notice that my nails are blue and pink because I buck gender norms? Yeah.
But I'm also just, I'm like, it's Trans Awareness like Week.
That. Oh my God.
I know. These are the correct colors.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. But, and her being like, him being like, pick a finger. And then like she picked the middle finger. So it was literally him giving her the finger, being like, it's a girl.
That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was cringe. I hated that whole spectacle. And like, if producers want like them all to scramble, just up the alcohol intake. You don't need to do this like...
So many projects these last couple episodes. Like, I would drown in this situation.
Yeah, I think it's too much for me personally. I would be eliminated. When they're like pick one thing to show how much you love her, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah. You can do whatever you want. No,
I'm out.
I'm doing a PowerPoint presentation on your tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
So, who went home that week?
Luca and bearded mustache guy.
Yeah,
who had really nice thighs. I noticed that during the playing with the kids challenge. That's all I remember.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He was like a nice looking guy.
Yeah.
We hardly knew you.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry to this man.
I was Vail.
So glad Luca was leaving.
Yeah, me too.
I loved how upset he was.
He was so sad. And he was like, I didn't even know what to say. He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Is he the first? I think he's the first one of the bunch to be eliminated having had a single date. So it's like the first person of like some kind of connection with Brooke.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
From this point on, it's all
people have had a date.
Yeah,
And boy, did we go from 0 to 100. You know what I mean? Like, just so goodbye, Luca. Goodbye, Mustache Man. Millie. I definitely started to see the I lost faith in her being a Final Four contender.
Yeah.
In that episode, just because they did not give her anything.
Yeah, I can't even. Although she did, I loved her green blazer and she had like green eyeshadow. She looked fucking beautiful.
Yeah, that looked really good. I want to like green outfit like that.
Yeah, it looked so nice. And especially, I think because Brooke was in red and at one point they hugged and it was like red and green. It just looked Christmas. So, yeah, it looked so like contrasted and beautiful. Very stunning.
Should we move on to the next episode, the 100 Minute
the Beast?
Oh my God. I forgot that like when they started doing the home visits or the home Zoom calls, I was like, oh, they did artwork at the start of this episode. There was an elimination in this episode.
Oh. True. I forgot about that. Oh my God. I hate when people associate being nude with bearing at all.
Yes.
And Brooke is like, I'm showing you all my flaws.
It's just her shoulder.
Bitch, yeah, you're flawless.
She wasn't.
She showed more of her body when she wore that gown that was like up to her cooch.
Yeah.
Hot. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was bearing it all.
And so she was like, all my scars. Like, tell us about them. How'd you get them?
Yeah.
What's going on? I thought we were going to find out about scars. We didn't.
Nothing. And then
not a nip.
People's fucking paintings.
Oh, they were so bad.
That was awful. The hand.
I thought they were going to do life drawing, and I thought that was actually cool.
Yes, they should have had, like, you know, like the people who have wine and Picasso nights or whatever. They should have done that because that's fun to watch them interact and stuff like that. It was just silent and then, like, fucking Jamie Lee being like, can I get your hand?
Oh, God. Yeah.
I mean, Holly's was by far the best.
Holly's was so good, actually.
Beautiful.
At least she tried to actually do some kind of painting of Brooke, you know what I mean? And not some wanky like,
and didn't go too hard. Nine.
Yeah, like it's lovely. I liked her explanation for everything. Then David's the Kill world me. Goes from like black and white to color.
No.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
You
no.
ran out of time and you scrambled to give
that's
it meaning.
That's so true.
Honestly, then this was Jamie Lee's.
Hated this. This is year 7. Like,
oh, you're being kind.
Yeah.
You're being kind. It's year 5 at best.
Like this.
This corner's resilience.
This is someone taking their newborn baby's hand and footprint, putting it on a paper and framing it for eternity.
And putting it on a pedestal.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, dear listener, we are saying this as people who would do worse than this. So we can go as hard as we like because we know how shit we would be.
Honestly, I liked Conrad's the most.
The Pokemon.
The Pokemon. Because
he's like, this is Squirtle.
This is our three kids that I won't be providing for since I'm unemployed. But I found it really sweet.
Yeah, he definitely got the memo in terms of like what this challenge was really about.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you know who struggled? My man, Kurt.
Yeah.
My beautiful man. Oh. How do you make gray?
Yes! Oh, my God.
How do you make gray? And do you know what? For a second, I thought, how do you make gray?
You just make all the colors together and it looks like poo.
Yeah.
And then you add a little bit of black. And then it's great.
Yeah. And I thought when that happened, I was like, surely that's like producer manipulation. Like he can't really have said that. But then it like jumped to a confessional and it was him being like, talking like, how do you make gray? And then he was like, how do you make like brown? Like, is it green and yellow? And then he like stalling. I'm like, oh, sweetie.
Oh my God. I love him. I want to be his agent.
Yeah.
There's like some men that I see where I'm like, I just want to be your agent. I don't even want to have sex with you. I just want to give you jobs.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is when he got eliminated, which inevitably happened, dear Kurt, I am so sorry for you.
Mm.
But when he was like, that's okay, we can still be friends. Like, you know, this was like a nice experience. And I'm like, oh, you are such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like he's playing like the long game of coming back for another season.
If he was the Bachelor, I would lose my mind. He'd just be like, I think I'm in love with all of these.
Yes!
No, I even think like, what if Brooke breaks up with whoever she ends up dating? He can swoop in and he'll be like, oh, we're still friends.
Yeah. Oh, that made me laugh when he was like, see you soon, let's get coffee. And she's just like,
no, oh my
it's
God,
never
it's
happened. Oh my God. Yeah. I would love to break a man's heart like that. Oh. They would just keep me alive for an extra 5 years.
Little puppy dog.
It was just so funny ending that because it feels like a date where you're just wrapping up when you don't plan on seeing that person again. Like, chat soon.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, he deserves true love.
We are jumping ahead a little bit. Should we chat about Conrad's, because he got the extra time for his Pokemon drawing.
And they had
that sort of chat about like, which was like, what's your future? And he just stalled.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
What's your future, Brooke?
Exactly.
But I guess she does a lot of social work, so she does have, she has a career outside of The Bachelorette.
But she's an influencer.
Yeah, she should understand this.
And I think that, like, he's on The Bachelorette as well. He's probably trying to do the same thing. He's just being like, this is what I'm doing right now. Hopefully I'll get some kind of gigs out of it. If not, he's a carpenter. Like, he has a job. He has a trade.
Yeah,
he
might not be like working. Forgot that.
Yeah, and it's like, what do you want him to be, like, a CEO? Like, what's, I don't know. I thought it was a bit bizarre.
It bothered me how hard she was pressing, but also B, how badly he responded.
Yes, this is true. Because
it seemed like he was doing it on purpose, knowing that he wasn't going to, like, get to the very end or that he kind of maybe wanted to go.
Yeah, I also, I called it from the start, but Brooke literally said some of the like words about like, he's airy fairy, he's a free spirit, will he be able to be stable? Because I really want stability in my future. I was like, oh my God, they're giving him that trope. Like,
yeah.
And it sort of was the beginning of the death knell for Conrad.
Yeah.
Because like, they do that at the top four, they kind of knock out the one who it's like, there's such chemistry and they're such a good person, but they just can't commit. They can't commit. Sort of thing.
And then he will come back and be the Bachelor and be like, you know, at the time I wasn't really sure what I wanted, but that heartbreak and realizing
changed
what I lost.
Me. Bloody hell.
Yeah, we'll see you soon, Conrad. If you're not still with Abby Chatfield.
Yes! PR stunt of the century.
Oh my God. Honestly, he would be the kind of guy who just takes advantage of you being in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
And like paying rent, helping it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm jaded from dating men like him.
Basically, Conrad would do to you what we would all do to Kurt.
Yes. That is the perfect way of putting it. And also, just quickly stalking him, he already has 14,000 followers on Instagram. He doesn't need to work. He can be an influencer.
Yeah. Good on him. He's off and running. David had his last solo date to the surprise of no one. And they stomped on wine.
Yuck. But I also thought of that woman who falls and is like, oh!
Their feet, like, being shown. I was like, this is kinky.
Yeah. Brooke said, kinky shit. I'm so glad I get to see his feet.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. She tweeted, I don't have a foot fetish. By
I feel funny. Like some people have such odd feet. Like, you know, when your second toe is a lot bigger than your big toe? I have toe? That.
Mm.
I can't live with it. Like, mine is a little bit bigger too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I hate my own feet, but...
Apparently it's a gay thing. Apparently they've found that if you're... And it's something to do with your fingers as well. Like, if the... I think it's the... If your fourth finger mm-hmm. is longer than your index finger, that's a sign...
You're gay.
That's... No, yeah. So, are they supposed to be the same size?
Yeah, or something like that.
If this bitch is longer than this bitch...
Or something like that. Oh, yeah, so you're real gay. And... Yeah, you're real gay as well.
Finally. All those fake gays, get out.
Get out.
Get out with your fingers.
Show us your hands.
Yeah.
That's so fucked. Yeah, the foot thing was very funny. Also, straight on Wiki Feet. Straight on Wiki Feet.
Did I tell you I got onto, what's it called? It's like the male foot fetish Instagram.
The comedian foot fetish Instagram.
Yeah. They like put my feet up.
What?
Yeah. I was very,
Is it called Feedy McFeet? Face.
Yes, Feedy McFeet face.
I will never get on that because I hate feet. I have whatever the opposite of a kink is for feet. I find them,
yeah.
I'm just like, they're bad hands and I don't like them. And I also just mainly rooted from like me just being like, God, my feet really let me down. They're just not good feet. They're so ugly. I will never wear an exposed toe. You will never see me. The closest thing I get is a Birkenstock around my house.
You would hate my feet. I have really dexterous toes.
Oh,
so like,
no.
I will like creep Josh out and like pick things up with my toe. And no. He's like screaming and he hates it.
I hate that. Oh
my God. Well, you would have aced this challenge.
Yeah.
I know. Smushed
popping them one by one.
Individually feeding them to Brooke.
Oh my God.
These are each of the babies I will murder in our relationship.
It was cute, like them making out and stuff. So yeah. It was sweet.
And Brooke spoke about... her parents and growing up, which was the first time she's done that with anyone.
Yeah, that's true.
She was talking about like sort of bouncing from home to home, and it actually was like quite sincere and nice.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice seeing. I feel like we're getting a lot more out of Brooke. You know, we've got more time. She doesn't really have to carry the conversation and carry the gimmick of whatever date they're doing. And she's very funny. I know last time I was talking about how Brooke was annoying me, but I think that. I think that she's just been put in different situations. It's just unfair. I don't think this show is really letting her shine that much.
Yeah.
Because she has to, which is kind of the...
It's not fun being the host.
It's also not fun being so representative of like two really massive communities as well.
Yeah.
You know, to it's be the first... Pressure. Yeah. First bi bachelorette and also to be an short indigenous person. Woman and short. To be short is a hard. So she really has, yeah, I think that's kind of, especially the Australian media, they kind of put you in an impossible position where you have to be this like perfect representation and you can't really have
much
fun. But I think we're starting to see her
chill out.
Yeah. And like just having, she's just a lot more comfortable with each of her dates. So we say goodbye to beautiful Kurt, BFG, and
Millie.
Bye-bye.
We hardly knew you.
And also, I really kind of liked, someone on Twitter was talking about it, in that episode, when David came back from the date, he had a chat with Holly around, like, the campfire or something like that, and he was just like, he was sort of sighing, just like, I'm really falling for her. And Holly's like, I am the same. And just that, like, earnestness between them. I was like, I don't think we've seen this on any season before of, like, two contestants kind of, like, sharing in their feelings. And it wasn't, like, there was no animosity between them or anything like that. Like, for a moment, they weren't even acting as competitors. They were just, like, two people who were like,
oh, fuck,
I really have feelings for her. And it's like, I do too. Wow. I thought that was really nice.
Mm.
I thought it was nice, but I would never be caught in that fucking situation.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about my crush to my crush's other crush about my crush.
True.
But you've got no one else to talk exactly. to, babe.
Yeah.
So true.
They've taken your phone and you've been like off the grid for 8 weeks.
Honestly, that would be the first deal breaker. I'm not living this life.
Yeah, you'd be a shell friend. By the end of that 8 weeks. I'd be so fucked. 2 weeks in, I'd be like, just
eliminate me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just tell me what's trending on Twitter. Just tell me something.
I think out of the four, it was, yeah, because now we're down to Conrad,
David,
Holly, and Jamie Lee. And obviously Jamie Lee is very forward, but I do feel like Holly and David have sort of like, they don't have anything to prove, whereas I feel like Jamie Lee's got something to prove. She was always kind of reaching for it, whereas they, I think, are genuinely and also probably a bit shocked because they haven't been in this kind of situation on television before of just being like, oh, I actually genuinely feel for someone.
True, yeah. They haven't had a go in this pressure cooker before.
Yeah, exactly. Although I do think that Brooke doesn't have feelings for Holly. I think she cares about her, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, guys. Prove me wrong.
I feel a bit the same.
What did you think of the first family visit, who I think was
that Conrad? Conrad,
yeah.
With Xenophilius Lovegood.
Oh, my God. When his dad was, like, almost crying about how much he'd been hurt, I was like, shut the fuck up, old man. I'm like, you're such an actor.
Yes.
Such an actor. Like,
he knows that. Conrad's trying to get on the next Bachelor, so it's just like, you know, he really needs love in his life. It's like, he's what, 25? No. Chill out.
And like, also, like, I don't really care. Like, he's had his heart broken, sure, but I'm also like,
who hasn't?
Exactly.
Yeah. Even the wife was like, calm down, George.
I know. And also, like, his ex had absolutely every right to break up with him. You don't have to stay with someone if you don't want to be with them.
Exactly.
Oh, and when he was just constantly making jokes and then, like, shifting between crying and making jokes, it's like, okay, we know you're putting it on. And at one point at the end of it, he was like, just don't break my baby's heart.
Oh my God, that was
funny. Hated that so much.
It was so strange.
I'm definitely going to break his heart now.
I wasn't before, but now I've got it.
I want to break your heart more, so how do I? This is the only way I can do it. Yeah, I thought it was kind of cute. I saw a spoiler for that episode, so I kind of thought it would go a little bit harder.
Yeah.
For Brooke, or something would be revealed. I thought it was going to be revealed that, like, he cheated.
Oh.
Or something like that. I was like ready for that bomb. But
look, he might have.
He might have. And it really hurt him. It's really hard to cheat.
Yeah. But also, Conrad has never brought up any kind of past relationship, let alone like trauma or anything like that. It just felt like very... And why is the dad talking about this? Yeah. If it was that big a deal and it's apparently broken him in the way that his dad's talking about it, well then Conrad would have mentioned it at some point when he's like, you know, I have trouble trusting people, blah, 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 blah. Like, it was very like... forcing a storyline.
And yeah, that's like something you kind of have to do to play the game as well, being like, oh, I've like had my heart broken so hard and now I'm looking for true love. Like, that's the perfect line to get.
If anything, this is going to be the heartbreak. You know what I mean? Like that they could play with.
Yeah. Wild. It was fine. He has a kooky family and it made me laugh that he has this kind of like tradey masculine facade and just talks about, but I'm like, you're a fucking... artsy inner city boy.
Yeah.
Don't act like you're like this like enlightened fucking bogan. Nah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Also, can we talk about Jamie Lee's friend who was like, I'm very concerned about you dating three other people.
I was floored by that comment. I was like, where are we? Where do you think we are?
Yes.
Have you, like, even if you have never watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette and have no idea what it is, surely... you can put two and two together.
Or maybe the film crew in your living room has tipped you off. Like,
yeah.
And also, this is Jamie Lee's second time on the show. So, like...
good point.
Yeah. I was saying in the group chat, like, I reckon that, like, they used up Jamie Lee's good friends for the first season. And now they're, like, having to get the ones who are kind of, like, not keen on the show and, like, that kind of shit.
Do you reckon... did she make it to the final four last time?
Oh, actually, yeah, maybe not. Maybe she never made it to hometowns. Because
and excuse me if I've missed something. These episodes are a million years long. But why did we not meet her family?
You can choose.
Yeah, that's true.
And because of COVID and shit and travel, sometimes they have to take what they can get.
I would choose friends.
Yeah, because I was thinking about dad because I don't have any family and I'm like, which friends would I pick?
We'd just do a pop gaze live.
Well, like. Yeah, I would just pick someone who's like nice and chill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, why are you picking these absolute bitches?
True.
Who are just so hard. Like, I don't want my friends to be hard on my partner until we've broken up.
Yeah.
And then you tell me how you really feel about them.
But hometowns, having said that, hometowns as a viewer is always my favorite because I love when the bachelor or the bachelorette finally gets grilled.
Yeah.
Like, because they've spent a season kind of putting the other people on the spot and being like, you know, dance for me and make this happen and you answer questions about the future and blah, 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 blah. And then finally, just for one episode of Bliss, that person gets like their families and stuff being like, what's your intentions? And are you going to break their heart? And then suddenly they're all like questioning and it kind of brings up interesting stuff as it did this episode with Brooke.
Totally. Whose date was next? Was it Holly next?
I think it was David.
David.
If we get them mixed up, I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, it actually was Jamie Lee. They kind of grilled Brooke.
Well, yeah, and after that it's David.
But and with his Jamie mom. Lee left it on such a weird note. Did you notice that at the end as well? It was just like, bye.
Oh, yeah.
There was no kiss or like
no
but maybe she felt awkward because she knew that her friends would have put her through that.
It's
bizarre to me that people like to bring their partners and are like, oh, this you really have to prove yourself to this person. I can't imagine any of my friends grilling my partner being like imagine going to the bathroom and your friends being like, you better not break their heart. Like, yeah. I guess we don't run in those circles.
Yeah,
no. With David, the whole thing of like, we all live in the same street. We see each other all the time. He's like my heart and soul. We're like a really close friend. Like, I get it. You like just the three of you and that's fine. But you got to let your children go at some point. And if you can't do that, that's a red flag.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a bit intense as well because, like, I mean, David would have known that Brooke lives in Melbourne when he applied for this season and knowing he lives in Brisbane. So it's like that was an inherent issue to begin with. And it's like it just feels a bit like blunt and oversimplified for the mum to be like, well, he lives in Brisbane and you live in Melbourne, so how are you going to make it work? Answer that right now. And it's like, well,
Brisbane ain't that great, bitch.
Yeah. And if he's not the final person, well, then it won't even matter, will it? But if he is, we'll then figure it out. Like, that's just something that, like, a couple would have to do anyway.
I know, but it is funny to think, like, you've got all these connections and you're looking for someone who's serious and this one true love, but you haven't talked about the fact that you live in two separate states?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That was interesting. I was like, it's not interesting television, but I was like, they didn't even edit that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it would have come up in some conversations they would have had anyways that were not on screen, because I can't imagine her catching up with all those people and not being like, so where do you grow up? Or like, where do you live?
And Brooke like totally circumvented the question as well. Like, David's mom just like flat out was like, would you move to Brisbane? Would you move to Brisbane, Brooke? And Brooke was like, I think Brisbane is lovely. Like, okay.
We all think Brisbane is lovely.
Say no more.
Well, I mean, another bombshell was revealed when she then said to Holly's family that she eventually wants to live in Perth.
Yes. I'm in like two minds about this. What did you guys feel about this whole Holly's mum bringing up like Brooke's like long-term future?
I think it's dumb to talk that far in advance, like in general, and have fights about it.
Agreed.
I mean, like, I feel like you should be able to say, I want to live on Fitzroy Island in 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and your partner goes, oh, yeah, let's figure that out in 20 years. Exactly. Like, I'm open to it.
Especially if you're like, your whole family's in Perth, to be like, eventually I would move back there. It's not an outrageous thing.
And they're acting like Australia, I know, is a big country, especially coming from like a small place like myself, but it's just a 3-4 hour flight. It's not, you're not moving to bloody Europe. Yeah.
It's true.
And life happens. Like, and I don't know. I guess we're all looking at this from the lens of being like, this is the Bachelor and the Bachelorette. How long will this last? Yeah. And like, are you really looking for your,
yeah,
like,
let's talk about 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. So it still feels like they're very much at the start of their dating experience. Like, you wouldn't really talk about that stuff. You might talk about it, but you wouldn't seriously consider it for quite a while into it, until you're like, we've actually lived together, or like, we've been together for a year now. Let's talk about what I want to do in the next 5 years.
Definitely. I found it just absurd. Like, I know that, like, the thing about children, I felt was much more of a legitimate incompatibility and should be discussed.
Yeah.
But being like, oh, you want to move to WA? And even then, Brooke was like, oh, maybe. Like, I'm talking like 15, 20 years. Like, it's just a light idea that I had. Like, there was no, like, concreteness to it. Mm. It was very chill and very relaxed and kind of like, yeah, of course I'd want to, you know, sort of retire with my family or something like that. Mm.
And also, if you have kids, if they have kids together, I don't think it would be a stretch to say, oh, we spend a few years here so we're close to your family, and then we spend a few years elsewhere so my family can, like, experience
exactly
the especially kids as well. Her, like, because she was talking about, like, her culture as well, like, it's almost like, you know, return to country kind of thing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
like,
for like,
there's an extra element of like, no, like, I really, really want to connect with that side of my family, my
absolutely
history.
Absolutely. And didn't Holly reveal as well that she's like not that interested in having children, or like,
yes,
hasn't
and I was
thought
like,
about that?
Good.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I was like, finally.
Double income, no kids.
Yes.
But also when she was like, I want to have a small family, like one kid, maybe
I don't
two.
Buy it.
Yeah, that seemed fake.
100%.
Holly definitely seems like someone who wants to have a family.
Oh, I was going to say the opposite. I reckon she doesn't want any kids.
Oh,
and she
okay
knows that it's an incompatibility. And so it's kind of like, well, I guess I can have one.
Yeah.
That was the vibe I got.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was a producer thing. No, absolutely. I agree.
Because the mum, like, baited and switched with Brooke. She was kind of like, so I really wanted to talk to you about something that I was worried about, incompatibility. And I just wanted to ask you if you wanted children. And then Brooke's like face lit up, because she's thinking, oh, this is Holly's mom. She's obviously wanting grandkids, which is great because I want 3 kids. So she said really like, she was like, oh my God, I want so many kids. I want so many kids. All that kind of stuff. And the mom's like, that's interesting because Holly wants none.
Ba-bam.
They had like Inception, like drone music, like playing when the mom was talking. I was like, this is intense.
That was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like as well, I mean, I'm always in 2 minds about kids, but I reckon once you have one, you might as well have another one.
Yeah.
And Brooke wants them, you know?
And also when one person really wants them, that's great. Because then you can want them a little bit less and there'll be a balance.
Exactly.
Like Holly will just be playing the dad role.
I
dream.
I find it really surprising though that Holly is sort of someone who doesn't want wants kids. It's refreshing to see on TV, especially in a kind of queer show like this, because, you know, you would think maybe they would go for the whole like, women are very maternal and the men are the one who don't want to settle down, blah, 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 or something like that. But it's cool that it's just an independent woman who's like, no, I don't want kids. I'm happy as I am. Blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah. I like that. But it really rattled Brooke.
Yeah.
Like it became the gayest fight in the driveway.
Yeah.
Where they were sort of like wrapping it up and meant to have their big final kiss before the final rose ceremony. But the vibe was so weird and Brooke was just kind of like, so, I found it really interesting that you didn't tell me that you don't want kids. And Holly's like, yeah, well, I guess I could maybe have one, but I found it interesting that you didn't tell me that you're going to WA. but it's fine. No, it's totally fine. It's totally fine. They're like, are you fine? Because I'm totally fine with it. And they're like, yep, it's good. Bye. And then Brooke goes off and cries in a bush. I was just like, what is happening?
It's also like, this is, it's just a conversation to have. This is part of a relationship. You don't have to be like, but that's the nature of this show, is like you have these conversations and then it's the end. But it's like, just have the conversation. You haven't had a chance because you've been learning to salsa and doing go-go car.
Yeah. Like, you've still got a concussion from the fucking, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting that they don't really put any emphasis on people actually having meaningful conversations.
Yeah.
and kind of finding out if they're basically compatible. I have had so many first dates with women where we discussed all that shit within an hour.
Yeah.
Like within an hour, I know if she wants kids, what her career progressions are, if she wants to travel, like what her personality type is.
Is it a deal breaker if you have differences in that, or is it just out of interest that you're looking at it?
Bit of both. Because if it's very different or the reasoning given is maybe like not gelling well with me, then that can be a deal breaker. But also if it's just, I mean, some relationships just aren't meant to be forever.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
And then it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not like it's not like I can get her pregnant.
Exactly. Bit of freedom. It's bizarre in this show, like that they have this facade of having all these like big question conversations, but they don't actually discuss anything.
Yeah, it's meaningless.
Because I all at once I'm like, why haven't you talked about this? But also I'm like, why do you always have these chats about the future and about being together and like having a they always talk about a connection without being like, do you prefer the US or the UK version of The Office?
Yeah.
I just feel like there's no actual conversation, but
yeah.
They really, again, speaking of bait and switch, they really prepped us to say goodbye to Holly.
Yes.
And then, ba-bow, see you later, Conrad.
Yeah, which was quite shocking.
But I'm glad.
Yeah.
I mean, she also kind of protected herself from not breaking his heart.
Mm.
So I think that was smart on her part.
Yeah. Yeah. He was fake crying in the limo when he like wiped a tear, but there was nothing there.
Yeah.
I was like...
Beautiful.
You've already got a very favorable edit. Just leave it at that. Don't try and take it even further.
Yeah, exactly. Don't try and Lea Michele when you can't. Yeah.
Has someone checked in on Lea Michele? This has been a tough year.
Oh, bless God. I am. I'm shocked to see Holly in the top three. I'm sorry to be rude, but
yeah, I mean, it's not rude.
I still understand. Between Holly and Conrad.
Mm.
And I think it's just maybe better TV having two women and one man, because otherwise how would it look for the first bi bachelorette?
Especially if she picks a man, as I feel like she will with David.
I mean, I'm so certain it's going to be David at this stage.
Because it's not going to be Jamie Lee and it's not going to be Holly. Mm. So it has to be David.
Yeah. And did you see the preview for next episode where like she's like Brooke's like having like kind of like meltdowns with Holly and this kind of stuff, and
oh my god, perfect.
Yeah,
fine.
It looks really good.
I am so excited for the show to be over.
Me too. It's a slog.
It's a slog, and it's all a big lie. I've never been lied to so much in my entire life.
We're
absolutely being disrespected from every angle.
On national television.
And you want to know, this is like at least a third, maybe even more shorter than a regular season. Because The Bachelorette is lots shorter than The Bachelor, but even then, they've given a lot less of a time slot to Brooke, maybe because of the ratings not being great with the bi Bachelor than usual. So it usually goes on even longer than this.
Awful. Nah.
Yeah.
Awful. Anyway, but no disrespect to Brooke or any of the contestants. We just think the show is fucking relentless.
Yeah. Who do you think will be the second? Like, because they always end the finale with a choice between two. Do you think it's Holly and David or Jamie Lee and David?
Just based on the Holly drama with the kids and the WA shit.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Jamie Lee. Although my housemate, it's interesting when you get someone else's perspective, but my housemate is like, feels like they're prepping Holly to win.
I feel like Holly will be in the final two just because it's better drama.
Yeah. I mean, we'll find out.
Come back next week.
Come back next
final
week.
Final episode.
Oh my god, I'm so not excited. I'm ready.
Bye everyone.
Bye,
stay
friends.
Safe.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
'Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.